Well, to start, we could do refuge and bodhicitta in the international Sangha language, which is Tibetan. then once in French also.
Okay. Somebody do it? He's going to do it?
Yes. Sanye jeno jonam la jonje manre la ne yasu
na ye jin so ni be sena ki dora benje sanye do ma do sanye jidan jogi
So welcome everyone to this retreat, and this is my pleasure and honor to welcome Thukpa Wangchen Rinpoche, we shall be co-animating this retreat. For those who might not know, Thukpa Wangchen Rinpoche is one of the direct senior heritor of, let's say, our precious guru, Kelu Ranjan Kinchab. Thukpa Wangchen Rinpoche is based usually in LA, Los Angeles, in the United States. And we've known each other for the last 40 years. Wangchen Rinpoche was much younger, and me too. And we've been working together also recently in the last few years in the Champa network. And particularly Thukpa Wangchen was recognized as a Thukpa by Kelu Dorje Chan. And for the last 25 years, he's been going to China, Tibet, Kham to be precise. And there he revitalized the teaching of the Dharma. He restored monasteries, including that of Kelu Dorje Chan, and creating also schools and retreat centers. So this is to say that he's been very active in income. And in his traveling, also he had the opportunity to receive the lung, this scriptural transmissions of the Champa lineage, some that were missing so far, and rare ones that were only preserved. He will explain later on that were preserved in Tibet. And this is also those transmissions that he will offer us within the next days. Maybe I should be brief to give the opportunity to Lama Lundrup, who will be so kind to translate for us.
Donc bienvenue, bienvenue à tous et nous avons le plaisir et l'honneur de recevoir Tulku Wangchung Rinpoche. Et nous allons animer ensemble cette retraite. Tulku Wangchung Rinpoche est un des héritiers directs de notre précieux gourou, Kalu Dorje Chang. Et Tulku Wangchung Rinpoche réside habituellement à LA, Los Angeles. Et nous nous connaissons depuis une quarantaine d'années. Et nous nous sommes connus il y a plus de 40 ans, nous étions plus jeunes à l'époque. Et ces dernières années, nous avons coopéré ensemble autour du Champa Network. Et en particulier, Tulku Wangchung a été reconnu, Tulku, par Kalu Dorje Chang. Et depuis 25 ans, il œuvre aussi en Chine, au Tibet et en particulier au CAM, où il a revitalisé le Dharma et restauré des écoles, restauré des centres de retraite et le monastère aussi, dont celui de Kalu Dorje Chang. Donc tout ça pour dire qu'il est très actif dans le CAM au Tibet. Et au cours de ses voyages, justement, au Tibet, il a pu recevoir les transmissions de Lung, les transmissions scripturaires de textes rares et précieux de la lignée Champa, qui manquaient dans les transmissions jusqu'à récemment en Occident. Et il nous donnera ces transmissions dans ces prochains jours.
Thank you. And one specialty of Wangchung Rinpoche is to teach on Chenrezig, and where everywhere he goes, he often conduct Nyune practices. Nyune practice is an 11-phase Chenrezig practice, 2 days associated with 1 day of fasting. And so for all those reasons, we thought that it would be very good to animate this Chenrezig retreat. And this is, we are disciple and heritor of the same master. We are Vajra brothers, and this is very important. It's a very strong connection. And we felt very positive to co-animate this Chenrezig retreat. Chenrezig practice was, you could probably say, the main practice that taught Kalu Dorje Chang. So following his example and on his footstep, if we could say, we felt as a very good symbol and very auspicious to do so.
Et Tulku Wangchung Rinpoche a une spécialité, on peut dire, qui est la pratique et l'enseignement de Chenrezig. Il enseigne et pratique notamment les Nyungne, qui donc pratique intensive de Chenrezi avec sur 3 jours, dont 1 jour de jeûne. Et c'est pour ça aussi que nous avons pensé qu'il était bien de pouvoir co-animer ensemble cette retraite autour de Chenrezi. Et nous sommes les disciples et héritiers du même maître. Nous sommes des frères Vajra, donc c'est particulièrement important. Et c'est ce qui nous amène justement à co-animer cette retraite. Et qui, Chenrezi étant aussi une des pratiques principales de Kalu Dorje Chang. Et nous marchons ainsi sur ses traces. Et c'est d'une certaine façon un symbole auspicieux que de œuvrer dans ce sens.
And before giving the listening to Wangchen Rinpoche's word, so we will, this retreat will culminate with the entry of the 8th Losum Chosum retreat, 3-year retreat. And so we will now have 7 days of Chenrezi practice, and ultimately the entry of the retreat. And we propose to do this Chenrezi retreat as a mani practice, a practice of Om Mani Padme Hung. This is a traditional way of practicing and reciting a lot of mantra. So we propose to do what's called a mani boom. A mani boom is the recitation of a boom, which means 100,000 mantra. So please get your mala and counters. That will be much needed.
Et cette retraite culminera avec l'entrée en retraite de la 8e retraite de 3 ans. Et donc nous aurons les 7 prochains jours la retraite de Chenrezi, et le huitième jour sera consacré à l'entrée en retraite. Pendant ces 7 jours, nous aurons une pratique traditionnelle de mani, c'est-à-dire de récitation de beaucoup de mantras, le mantra de Chenrezi, Om Mani Padme Hum. On appelle ça, cette pratique intensive, un mani boom, c'est-à-dire la récitation de 100 000 mantras. Donc, vous êtes bienvenus avec vos malas et vos compteurs qui sont utiles.
Ok.
Tashi Dele to everyone. Bonjour, bonjour. You know, I was in France more than 30 years ago. About 30 years ago. 40 years ago. 1976. That time I met Denis Rinpoche also. Actually, I met him before that in Sonada, our monastery. And then in 76 was my first time in Europe. And that time I did pick up some French. I used to be able to get by just basic communication, you know. But then I left France a long time. And then being in the United States, now I've been completely brainwashed by Americans, so. You know, it's so funny. I've been in America so long, 30 years. Now, sometimes for me to communicate in English is easier than in Tibetan sometimes. It would be like, almost like, you know, hard to believe, right, like that. But it's maybe not all the time, but some expression comes through English better than in Tibetan for me when I wanted to express myself, you know, so language is like that. Anyway, It's so nice to be here in this place, Karmaling. I was here 30 years ago, maybe more than 30 years ago, 1984, like that, 84, 85, at the invitation of Denis Sumbuche. And it's so nice to be here after so long time. And I'm so happy and so proud, actually, of Denis Rinpoche's work, you know. And he's someone who's deserving a true respect and honor and praise and support as well. And so I feel so good to be here. And we are indeed a Vajra brother. This is a tantric terminology. Vajra brother means you're bound by samaya. You know. And the understanding is you either go up together and you go down together. This meaning towards freedom and liberation, you're going to go together. And if anything happens, anything goes wrong, you'll be dragged down towards the other way around, also together, a type of understanding, actually. You know, this does have some real significance in this particular saying. But one extraordinary fortune that we have is our precious, precious enlightened guru. You know, somebody who, by definition, lives up to the tantric definition of Guru Vajradhara. You know, Guru Vajradhara. The Buddha Vajradhara is the original source of the doctrine. And then doctrine comes from a lineage, Guru. Every one of them are enlightened being. You know, unbroken chain of enlightened lineage is where the blessing comes. And then to you from your Guru Vajradhara. That's what it is, and that's how it works. And then we've been so fortunate and so blessed to have, you know, a true enlightened, blessed by true enlightened guru, guidance and blessing by true enlightened guru. And we didn't have to work very hard to dig deep and trying to find devotion to guru, because our guru was perfect. You know, we were that much fortunate like that. And you know, I can quite bluntly say that you are all will be getting that blessing. Okay? It's blessing. Unstream, uninterrupted blessing is coming to you. And you're all in Dharma, the precious Dharma, the precious teaching is true to the core. You know, if you dig deep, you look deep, you know, you have to agree with this spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, in any respect, you know, you look, you would have to agree that Dharma is truly, truly precious, and the enlightened guru and enlightened lineage is very precious, and that you're here is what constitutes preciousness. And then now, the idea is not looking back, just march forward. You're on the true spiritual journey towards freedom and liberation. You see, that's the idea. And we are in the path, and we can make it, and now move on and march on, and we'll get there. It's maybe it's just a matter of time for you and so on. Yes. Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
Attaché délai. J'étais en France il y a plus de 40 ans, en 1975, et j'avais connu Denis Rinpoche à cette époque-là, et même avant, au monastère de Sonada en Inde. Il me reste maintenant quelques mots de français, à l'époque j'en parlais un peu plus, mais maintenant j'ai été un peu brainwashed par mon séjour aux États-Unis, donc je parle anglais, même au point que
Lorsque je m'exprime, parfois, je trouve plus facilement les mots en anglais qu'en tibétain. Donc ça paraît extraordinaire, mais c'est vrai que certaines expressions me viennent plus facilement en anglais.
Ça fait 30 ans que j'habite aux USA. Et je suis venu ici aussi il y a une trentaine d'années à l'invitation de Nyingma Rinpoche ici à Karmaling. Donc ça fait longtemps et je suis vraiment très heureux et très fier d'être ici, heureux et fier aussi de l'œuvre accomplie par Denis Rinpoche, qui mérite grand respect, grand honneur et d'être soutenu dans son œuvre. Nous sommes des frères Vajra, donc c'est une expression tantrique qui signifie que nous sommes liés par le Samaya, un lien sacré qui fait que ce lien sacré, lorsque l'on monte ou l'on descend, on monte et on descend ensemble vers la libération. Donc vous voyez combien c'est important. Et donc nous avons tous les deux eu la grande fortune d'avoir pour maître un précieux gourou éveillé, Kalu Dorje Chang ou Vajradhara, gourou Vajradhara. Vajradhara est aussi une expression tantrique qui est l'origine de la doctrine, l'origine de la transmission, qui continue dans une chaîne ininterrompue de transmission depuis l'origine jusqu'à nos jours, de maître à disciple. Et chaque maître de la lignée est l'expression de Vajradhara. Et nous avons donc la grande fortune d'avoir rencontré, nous sommes fortunés et bénis d'avoir eu ce vrai gourou éveillé. Et donc nous travaillons maintenant, c'est un grand travail de suivre ces traces, parce que ce gourou éveillé, Kalu Rinpoche, était parfait. Et vous avez aussi cette bénédiction, vous en bénéficiez aussi, vous êtes tous dans le Dharma, et dans le précieux Dharma, et il est important de bien prendre en considération au niveau spirituel, au niveau intellectuel, au niveau psychologique, émotionnel, la dimension précieuse, extrêmement précieuse du Dharma, et du gourou, et de la lignée d'éveil par laquelle se transmet le Dharma. Et nous allons ensemble, sur ce chemin, vers la libération, on y va, c'est juste une question de temps.
So while I'm here, I'll be here until the end of retreats, 3-year retreats entering in, which must be the Slabab Duchen thing, right? Yes?
It's the Slabab Duchen.
Yeah. I'm asked to offer the transmission, which I was so fortunate to have, some of Shambhakaju teaching. Shambhakaju, I'm sure you all know what Shambhakaju is, and it's the lineage of primarily practicing precious golden teachings in Nyingma. And we belong to this lineage. It's our karmic fortune. And Shambhakaju teachings are one of the highest, you know. I cannot say the highest, but one of the highest among few, you know, very, very advanced teaching, the most advanced teaching. It's one of the most advanced teaching that exists in the entire universe, by the way. This is how we understand and we believe it. And I've studied many traditions that of Ma Mudras and Dzogchens and all kinds of traditions, but other teachings are similar, but nothing more profound than what comes from our lineage and our tradition. Historically speaking, the Shangpa master, first master, is Chungpo Naljur, and Chungpo Naljur is right here.
Here it's a
picture of Chungpa Najur. Chungpa Najur went from Tibet to India and got those teachings and then brought back to Tibet. And before he went to India, he was first belonged to a particular spiritual tradition called a Bön tradition, existing tradition in Tibet. Bön religion was a native religion of Tibet. And then after that, he became a Dzogchen practitioner. He wasn't completely satisfied with the Dzogchen masters that he met. You know, he was happy, teaching was very profound, but he wasn't completely satisfied with the teaching and the teachers at that time. So he realized that he needs to go to India. And those days, many great masters still alive in India. And so he went to India at the age of 51 or 2, something like that. So he went to India. Then he met 150 masters all together. And among them, 4 master, he called it a root guru. And among them, 2 guru, he called it the most important root guru. They were the Sukhasiddhis and Nigumas. And then came back, taught the teaching, and then he became a very, very accomplished being. He lived 150 years at that time. And this is not like saying Nagarjuna lived 600 years. You know the story, Nagarjuna lived 600 years. Another Tibetan master from India came to Tibet called Shantirakshita. Story says he lived 900 years. And then there's a story of Patampa Sanye, which I believe is Bodhidharma, the one who went to China and taught. He lived 500 years, a story like that. And those are a little difficult to sometime prove, actually. It takes a leap of faith to believe. But the Chungpa Najur's 150 years is a real fact, because there's evidence show that the correspondings from time when he was young to when he was old, records like that, and so on. So anyway, guess what? Jangun Khontu the Great, 19th century master, very great master, Khontu the Great said that Chungpa Najur was by far the greatest master ever produced in the land of Tibet. You know, and he made a comparison talking all the way back to Nyingma school, time of the Padmasambhavas, famous Padmasambhava, 25 disciples, who call it Jembang Nyerga in Tibetan. Then subsequent to that, many great masters that comes from that tradition. Then the 5 forefathers of the Sakya and the Kagyu, Marpa, Milarepa, Lord Gambupa, and oceans of Mahasiddhas of the Kagyu, the Jonang tradition, the Shije tradition, the Rinzai tradition, and then Kadampa traditions, and so on. Many, many great masters. Among all of them, Khontu said that Chungpa Najur was the by far most greatest being that Tibet ever produced. You know, it's Khontu said that. So I want to kind of throw in that.
You would like to translate.
Okay, okay.
Those are the Drupa Shintaye. All around.
This is the painting, actual painting, or?
Actual
painting is inside?
It's not the actual painting, it's photo, but you don't see the difference.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing, I thought so, yeah. Please go
ici,
ahead.
Ce sont les lignées, les fresques des 8 lignées de pratique de la transmission du Dharma au Tibet. Mm. Donc, nous avons cette retraite jusqu'à l'entrée, jusqu'au jour de l'entrée de la retraite de 3 ans, qui, je crois, est le jour de la pleine lune. Et donc, il m'a été demandé de transmettre une transmission au Shangpa Kagyu. Shangpa Kagyu, je pense que vous connaissez, c'est la lignée des enseignements d'or de Niguma. Et nous appartenons à cette lignée. Nous avons cette grande fortune karmique d'appartenir à cette lignée. qui transmet l'un des plus hauts enseignements qui existent dans l'univers, je ne dirais pas le plus haut, mais disons parmi les plus hauts enseignements qu'on puisse trouver. Et j'ai cherché et pratiqué différents enseignements du Mahamudra et du Dzogchen, et je n'ai rien trouvé de plus élevé que ce qui se transmet dans notre lignée. Son premier maître, Kyonpo Nenjor, est parti du Tibet vers l'Inde et a ramené au Tibet les enseignements du Dharma. Avant de partir en Inde, il était aussi un pratiquant du Bön, la tradition première du Tibet, et aussi un pratiquant du Dzogchen. Il avait pratiqué le Dzogchen, mais il restait insatisfait par ses enseignements et décida de se rendre en Inde. Et ce qu'il fit, il reçut les enseignements de 150 maîtres différents en Inde, dont 4 racines et 2 particuliers que sont Sukhasiddhi et Niguma. Ensuite, lors de son retour au Tibet, il était un être accompli et enseigna jusqu'à la fin de sa vie. Il vécut 150 ans. Alors, dans la tradition du Dharma, c'est vrai qu'il y a comme ça différents maîtres qui ont des âges qui ont vécu très, très longtemps, comme Nagarjuna qui aurait vécu 650 ans, comme Santarachita qui aurait vécu 900 ans, Padampa Sangye qui aurait vécu, de mon point de vue, serait peut-être Bodhidharma, qui est l'introducteur du Dharma, un des grands introducteurs du Dharma en Chine. Et Padampa Sangye qui aurait vécu 500 ans et Kyonpo Nenjor. Mais quant à Kyonpo Nenjor, même si tout ça peut paraître extraordinaire et suppose une certaine foi pour y croire, Kyonpo Nenjor a vécu 150 ans et on a de bonnes raisons de croire que c'est un fait. Et aussi, je voudrais dire que Jamgon Kontrul, qui est un des grands érudit accompli de la tradition tibétaine dans son ensemble, considéré Kyonpo Nenjor comme le plus grand maître, le plus parfait, le plus grand maître qui ait jamais connu le Tibet, quand comparé à tous les grands maîtres depuis Padmasambhava, l'introducteur du Dharma au Tibet, avec ses 25 disciples, tous les Mahasiddhas, l'océan des Mahasiddhas de la lignée Kagyu, des lignées Shijé, Kadampa et autres, Jamgon Kontrul considérait que Kyonpo Nenjor était le plus parfait.
Yeah. So the Shangpa tradition still survives. At some point in Tibet, somehow Shangpa masters were great masters, but they didn't have big monasteries and temples and so on. So teaching and traditions carried on by some great hidden masters, we call it, cryptic masters. Mm-hmm. And then until Kontu the Great, then after that it became a little bit accessible to everybody else. Teaching 3-year retreat traditions were established, and so on and so on. And then the transmissions that I've been asked to offer to you, the retreatants, is most of these are actually the ones that does not exist in Danglazu. And then our precious guru did not give those in India because turns out because we didn't have a text. So you all know the story a little bit. 1959, everybody ran away, communist invasion. So then texts were not available, it turns out. So that's why the transmissions were not there. And as a matter of fact, Bogorumbachi was the one who was telling me on 2 or 3 occasions, you know, because he knew I was going to Tibet every year. And he tells me that, you know, we don't have all the transmissions. You go into Tibet, and there must be still some masters and wonderful teachers who still have these transmissions. Why didn't you secure it? and so on and so on. I was thinking, I have to do that, okay. Then every time I go to Tibet, I'm very busy too. I have 3 monasteries to take care of, people here, there. And then and my visa has some limitation in Tibet, so I don't have enough time to do anything, kind of like that. And then the year that Bokaro Moche passed away, then I realized that, oh, Bokaro Moche was very much encouraging me to do that, so I better do that, and so on and so on. Then I asked around. There was one very great master called Tsatsa Dugyen Rinpoche. I was thinking Tsatsa Dugyen Rinpoche would have it, because he was he had so many lineages, but he couldn't be sure he has this or not, so he couldn't give me. Then I asked around, and then I found that our own precious guru's disciple called Lama Kaman Namja, very respected disciple. As a matter of fact, he was appointed as a retreat master when our guru Dorji Chang left Tibet, and he was alive. It was, I think, 2004. He was 88 years old, and he was very kind and compassionate in giving me those transmissions. So I went to receive them from him. And this master's name is Lama Kaman Namja. Karman Namja, called. Wonderful, wonderful being. So he was my guru in receiving this transmission.
Et donc la tradition Shangpa continue de vivre à travers de nombreux maîtres, monastères, et aussi, elle a longtemps vécu à travers ce qu'on appelle des maîtres cachés. Maintenant, elle se développe à travers des centres de retraite, les centres de retraite de 3 ans. Et ce qui concerne les textes que je vais transmettre, ceux-ci n'existent pas dans le Dagna Dzu, dans la collection des trésors des mantras. Et Vajradhara Kalu Rinpoche ne les avait pas donnés lors de son séjour en Inde, car il n'avait pas les textes. Car vous savez que lors de l'exil en 1959, il n'était pas facile de transporter tout ça. Donc Bokar Rinpoche m'avait aussi demandé, sachant que je me rendais souvent au Tibet, de faire en sorte de recevoir ces transmissions manquantes. Et donc, dans un premier temps, c'est vrai qu'au Tibet, j'ai 3 monastères, donc j'ai la charge, beaucoup de travail. Ça a pris un peu de temps, mais ensuite, quand Bokar Rinpoche est décédé, je me suis dit qu'il fallait absolument que j'accomplisse cette mission. Donc, je me suis renseigné au Tibet, et d'abord auprès d'un maître qui s'appelait Tsatsa Drupge Rinpoche, qui est connu pour avoir reçu beaucoup de transmissions, mais il n'était pas sûr d'avoir reçu cela. Donc j'ai continué à rechercher, et j'ai rencontré Lama Karma Namgyel, qui a été mon maître dans ces transmissions, et qui était maître de retraite à l'époque où Kalu Rinpoche habitait encore au Tibet.
That's the Shangpa transmission that I got. And then the Chenrezig teaching part. initially, it's all blessing and guidance from our Guru Vajradhara, and that we do Chenrezig, and so on and so on. And then I personally do, like the Nisrum, which you mentioned, I teach, and I teach and guide a lot of people in doing a Nyungne practice, which is associated with Thousand Arm Chenrezig. Over the years of my teaching career, I wanted to be able to really, you know, give people an opportunity to do something spiritually very meaningful in a short period of time. Because most of the people in 20th century and 21st century is city life, urban life, very busy, and even though you have faith and devotion and dharma, very limited time and so on and so. So then I thought the Nyungne practice would be the most beneficial for, you know, just for something like 2-day practice. And this is the most beneficial, I realize. And so that's how I started teaching more and more. And now I'm becoming a Nyungne teacher. it's all Chenrezig's blessing. You fast 24 hours. And it's dry fast. You don't eat and drink. It's physically and mentally and spiritually very, very good for you. It's been said in the Thousand Arm Chenrezig Sutra, if you do one Nyungne practice, you fast just one time in the name of Chenrezig, in the name of generating bodhicitta for the benefit of all sentient being, you will purify a 40,000 kalpas negativity that you might have accumulated, which take 40,000 eons to accumulate bad stuff, can be wiped away like that. Yeah. So tremendous benefit like that, yeah. So that's why I keep on doing. And I'm supposing tomorrow and after tomorrow, our practice here will be Forearm Chenrezig here. Chenrezig and Forearm Chenrezig is the same manifestation. Thousand Arm Forearm. Forearm Chenrezig is known as a six-syllable manifestation. That's cool. Yeah, and Thousand Arm Chenrezig has actually another mantra called Long Dharani, like that. And Chenrezig plays an essential role in anybody and everybody's spiritual journey. And the reason is very simple and clear, and that is bodhicitta. You know, in order to achieve freedom and liberation, you have to generate true bodhicitta. There is no other way around. See? So Chenrezig, through Chenrezig, then that is possible to generate, even to those who have hard time generating. Compassion, because embodiment of all the Buddhist loving kindness and compassion is what it is. So if you simply have faith, the faith is very important. Faith is pure state of mind, and then you have the right stuff and you have the right faith, then you do the prayer practice. Then the magic will really work. Yeah.
Donc nous allons aussi pratiquer la pratique de Chenrezig dans la transmission Shangpa. Donc, il nous vient aussi des bénédictions de notre précieux gourou. C'est vrai que j'enseigne régulièrement les pratiques des Nyungne avec Chenrezig à mille bras. Dans ma carrière d'enseignant, j'ai cherché à trouver une pratique qui puisse donner aux personnes l'opportunité de faire une expérience spirituelle significative en peu de temps, car nous sommes dans une époque où le temps est difficile à trouver dans la vie moderne. Et c'est comme ça que j'ai choisi de transmettre ces pratiques de Nyungne qui sont extrêmement bénéfiques et qui se pratiquent en 2 jours, dont 24 heures de jeûne sec, c'est-à-dire sans boire et sans manger, et ce qui a un excellent effet sur l'esprit, sur le mental. Donc c'est une excellente pratique. Le sutra de Chenrezig à 11 000 bras dit que cette pratique d'un jour de Nyungne équivaut à 40 000 kalpas, donc 40 000 airs cosmiques incommensurables de pratique de purification. Donc on peut faire en un jour la bodhicitta générée et pratiquée dans les pratiques de Nyungne équivaut à la puissance d'une purification qui serait pratiquée pendant 40 000 airs cosmiques incommensurables. Et donc vous voyez que ce bénéfice de cette pratique est immense. Ici, nous pratiquons la manifestation de Chenrezi à quatre bras, qu'on appelle aussi la manifestation à six syllabes, du mantra à six syllabes. Celle à 11 bras, c'est la même manifestation, mais celle à 11 000 bras pratique plus particulièrement une dharani spécifique. Et le Chenrezig est au cœur du voyage spirituel. Pourquoi ? Parce que la pratique de Chenrezig est fondée, centrée sur bodhicitta authentique, et bodhicitta étant le seul et unique moyen de réalisation et qui est accessible par et à travers la pratique de Chenrezig et donc qui la rend accessible à tous grâce à une confiance, un état d'esprit pur, une confiance totale. Et par la confiance et un état d'esprit pur et la prière, la magie opère.
How much time we have?
We should conclude soon.
Okay. I think we'll have plenty of opportunity to discuss and share and so on. So looks like maybe right now just stop here. Yes.
And then this afternoon, well, every evening, 5 o'clock, there'll be a teaching, and we shall alternate, Wangchen Rinpoche and I, conducing those teachings. And for today, Thursday, after lunch, we resume at what time? So at 3 p.m. I'll do some introduction for the practice. And maybe tonight, would you like Wangchen Rinpoche to lead the first teaching?
Sure.
So this is to say that we shall conclude now. Yes. And meet at 3 o'clock.
Donc nous aurons des enseignements tous les soirs à 17h en alternance. Une fois j'enseignerai, une fois Wangchen Rinpoche enseignera. Ceci à partir d'aujourd'hui. Aujourd'hui, bon, en particulier, nous commencerons à 15h, puisque je ferai une introduction à la pratique à 15h. Et Wangchen Rinpoche donnera le premier enseignement à 17h. Donc nous allons conclure maintenant et nous nous retrouvons ici à 15h.
I may bring your mala, don't forget. And to conclude, we shall do the dedication in Tibetan. And unfortunately, we cannot do it in English yet. But to start with,
okay,
we could do it once in French as well. Zemje malin din,
des dieux ou bien de nous les vivants, en la réalité.
Amen.